Track 13, Celebrity Spotlight. Many of you will remember the music of Gentleman Jim Reeves. He is the focus of this month's Celebrity Spotlight. And here is Tony Stimpson to tell us more.
Out where the bright lights are glowing.
A single-engine aircraft hit a thunderstorm over Tennessee in July 1964. The pilot, suffering spatial disorientation, turned into the storm, and the plane plummeted to the ground, killing himself and his passenger. The pilot was international singing star Gentleman Jim Reeves, and his passenger was his manager Dean Manuel. Musician Marty Robbins heard the crash and directed the authorities to the area to search. Thus, Jim Reeves's life and career came to an abrupt end. Born in Texas on August the 20th, 1923, James Travis Reeves was to create a musical legacy that surpassed its country music origins, and his records charted from the 1950s to the 1980s with international success in the States, Britain, and South Africa. A practitioner of the Nashville sound, he brought a mix of country and western and swing sounds to a larger market. In one of those showbiz classic moments, a live radio show was missing its star turn, Sleepy LaBeef, and Reeves was asked to substitute. The rest is history. From his earliest recordings with RCA Victor, Reeves relied on the loud East Texas style, which was considered standard for country and western performers of that time. But he developed a new style of singing over the course of his career. He said, "One of these days, I'm going to sing like I want to sing." So he decreased his volume and used the lower registers of his singing voice, with his lips nearly touching the microphone. Amid protests from RCA, but with the endorsement of his producer Chet Atkins, Reeves used this new style in a 1957 recording, a demonstration song of lost love that had originally been intended for a female voice. It was entitled Four Walls, which not only scored number one on the country music charts, but also scored number 11 on the popular music charts as well.
Four walls to hear me. Four walls to see. Four walls to hear me. Closing in.
This recording marked his transition from novelty songs to serious country pop music, and according to one source, established Reeves as a country balladeer. Four Walls and He'll Have to Go in 1959 defined Reeves's style. He appealed to audiences that were not necessarily country western. His catalogue of songs such as Adios Amigo, Welcome to My World, and Am I Losing You demonstrated his appeal. Reeves's international popularity during the 1960s surpassed his popularity in the United States at times, helped to give country music a worldwide market for the first time. According to Billboard, Reeves's star shone equally bright overseas in the United Kingdom, India, Germany, and even South Africa. Reeves's last two recording sessions for RCA Victor were held on July the 2nd, 1964. They produced the songs Make the World Go Away, Missing You, and Is It Really Over? When the session ended, with some time remaining on the schedule, Reeves suggested that he should record one more song. He taped I Can't Stop Loving You in what was to be his final RCA recording. Not long after this, Jim was joined by his manager as they boarded the small aircraft that was to take them to look at some real estate he was to invest in. The flight was not to touch down as planned. Gentleman Jim Reeves and his music hold a special place in Norfolk, where country music is as much appreciated as any other form of music. If you have a favourite Jim Reeves song, do let us know, and we'll try and play a snippet for you in a later programme.
Anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Thank you, Tony. We look forward to hearing from our listeners.